Welcome back to another episode of That Animated Podcast.
Whoa, no way.
I mean, we're kind of in the off season right now, but
we're still in the off season? Is it still the off season?
Yeah, because we're not really putting like direct effort into the episodes yet, like we were the past.
Yeah, not
two
effort
seasons.
For you guys. You stink.
Oh my gosh. But our effort has been going into something else.
Yeah, what is that? Why don't you tell them?
So we've been working, I don't know, for years trying to like pin down making a video game, and we just haven't had a lot of time
something
to learn.
Silly, something simple, nothing big.
Yeah, so like what we're making is literally our first ever attempt at a game, and we've been learning the Epic Unreal Engine, right?
Epic.
Yeah,
it's Unreal. You usually call it
Unity. Yeah, I get those confused because at one point I did try and learn Unity, but the C++ was over my head at the time. Now I kind of get it a little bit more, so we can actually like develop a game now.
Coding language is hard.
It can be, but the hardest thing for me was to learn all the functions. So once we get all the functions learned for Unreal, we can actually like make a real game.
Unreal.
But we've been just learning, and I don't
know. It'll be fun. I think you guys, do you want to tell them anything about it specifically?
Not the premise, because I really don't want them to get hype about this. Like, I want to like simmer to any expectation. This is a first game of ours, and
it's not about us. I can tell you what it's not about. And
it's not about us. It's basically like an arena fighter. That's what it's going to be, and
very little,
maybe some like basic mechanics and basic enemies. But
it'll feel fun.
Yeah,
it'll scratch an itch. It scratches mine, so it'll definitely scratch yours.
And once we get all the animations done, it's going to feel better.
I think the animations and the style is silly. I think you guys will appreciate
that. It's something that's like very much in vain with something that we would animate. So like it just looks goofy and squishy.
Yeah, that's the point. Just like us. We're goofy and squishy.
Yeah, but it's been like turmoil learning this frickin' program.
A little bit, because you keep running into roadblocks.
I mean, you will with learning, but I've hit some like pretty annoying ones.
He kind of smashes straight into a brick wall.
Yeah. So the first, like what initially got me interested in even attempting to learn this engine was I really wanted to make an environment that we could play in. Like
for fun.
I don't want to describe it too much because it kind of reveals other intentions that we had before. We want to build this environment, like be able to like build environments in Unreal so we can make cool stuff like games and other things.
And play around in it.
And a big thing that got me interested in the beginning was this like ability to project like audio into the game and then have it interpret things like lip syncing and shit like that. And I did everything like to the T on this tutorial that I was following, and it just didn't work.
And this I love is, that.
This is like what either makes me or breaks me when it comes to learning something. I either just give up there because the surface level resources are just not what I want. Uh-huh. Or I just say, fuck it. I'm going to learn everything I can about this. And you can't stop me from doing this.
You really do get down in the dumps, too. I really try to be supportive of them. I'm like,
I can.
I'm like, persevere. You got this. You got this. And they'll be like, no, don't got this.
Okay. So what you're referring to is when the program fucked me.
Yeah.
So I can accept, look, I can accept when I make a mistake and I learn from that. But the type of lessons I loathe is, oh, you mean you didn't know this would happen to you? Oh, too bad. All of your shit is going to be set to default.
Yeah.
And like, I heard about this as an issue from like someone mentioning it on a tutorial. I'm like, when am I going to run into that? I don't know, a couple weeks later. And I had I didn't retain how they fixed it. And so at the time, I really didn't understand that I was having that problem until I saved over my file. Yeah,
He was like, I don't know if I want to make a game. I don't know if game dev is for me.
Listen,
and I'm like, no, it's okay. It's okay. You got this. Just take a break and you'll bounce back.
It's because like solving those types of problems are so annoying.
I know.
Like I can solve a problem if it's like normal.
That but is game dev, though.
If it's totally out of my control, like, oh, today the game is just in a broken state and nothing you did broke it.
Today you opened up your file and it was in a bad mood, so.
I hate that. I hate that. That can't happen. Literally. You got to be in a good mood every day.
It's a moody hobby. It's a moody endeavor. You're going to run into hiccups. You're going to put like a comma somewhere you were supposed to put a period and everything's going to break and you're not going to know why. And it's going to take like months and then you're going to figure out you just put a comma somewhere and then you're going to try not to tie a rope around
syntax errors. That's what you're referring to. Yeah. Just basic errors that there's nothing wrong with the code. It's just mad at you. Like you didn't close your code.
That's why I said it's moody. If you're going to get into game dev, you better be ready for a hormonal ride. It's like having a girlfriend.
I think my biggest complaint Unreal Engine right now is everybody who teaches it teaches in blueprints.
What does that mean?
So like, not to get too technical, but blueprints is like
I know what a blueprint is.
It's like a reference tree. Imagine like you have like your execute is at the top and then a bunch of arrows pointing down to like a bunch
telling
of
telling it what to do.
Yeah.
Is it like redstone? Can you describe it in redstone?
I mean, I guess
Minecraft
I could.
Redstone. Describe it to me because I'm like 3 years old, please.
It's literally like attaching repeaters to delay or what are those? What are the other ones?
Redstone repeaters, redstone
observers. It's like observers, and it'll trigger if it notices something.
Bro, I can't do redstone. It's still confusing.
It's similar to that, but it's not.
I believe you.
Exactly like that. But if you want something like comparable, like if you understand redstone, you kind of get code like on a basic level. But
I see you working with redstone stuff. I'm like, how come? Why does that do that over here? And how come? Why?
It's one of those things where it's like it's
I don't
so.
Get it.
I feel like I'm pretty dumb when I do this sort of stuff.
No,
because,
a magician.
Let me explain. Some of this stuff is so easy and so simple that you realize like most people who know how to code can do most things. But what's stopping them is just having that infrastructure in place and having all that stuff there for them to like be able to pull from. Whoa. That is where people get kind of like hung up and intimidated, but they don't realize it's just like you connected this thing to this thing.
Well, I'm intimidated by every word that comes out of your mouth.
Dang. Okay.
How does that make you feel? Because I don't know a damn thing. Sometimes you're just speaking another language. And it literally is coding literally as
languages. And that gets me worried
languages.
That like the members have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, but that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here to help with that.
Yeah.
That's why I ask the questions. Because if I have the questions, they're going to have the questions.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, that's how our game dev has been going so far.
I think it's going well. Are coming together.
Yeah, we're
cute.
Still very much in our learning stage.
Yeah, it's you're going to have to take this as baby's first game. Yeah. We've attempted games before. And by we, I mean Dalton, because he does like a majority of everything. And I'm like, okay, I'll design a sprite. And then it doesn't look right.
I've made prototypes in Game Maker. And
you made a lot.
They do come out pretty well, but I completely lose it at like level design and like actually setting up the levels.
That's where you ask for my help. And I can help with that.
Yeah. But it's, I don't know. This is simple. That's why we chose an arena game.
Yeah, we can't.
And we're not like going to have like intricate levels. It's going to be like a stage with props. That's how I'm viewing it.
Every idea we've had for a game, like the idea starts simple, but then we just keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're like,
oh, what if we had an ability? Oh, what if we had this? Oh, what if we had that? It's always like that.
What if we gave hats, and what if it was multiplayer, and what if it was also competitive, and what if there were high scores, and like
or like let's make it so they can do runs. It's like
let's make like multiple endings and multiple different kinds of interactions that you can have. Like no, okay, it's fine to have ideas. Write down those ideas. You know, if you have ambitious ideas, write them down and then get to them when you're a little bit more experienced.
Yeah.
You have more experience. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to settle
you need
on
to make,
one idea yeah. and finish that idea. Don't keep adding too much to it. Have a clear set idea from start to finish how you're going to make this thing.
And you could totally
commit
just
to it.
Make a game, not release it, and then just keep adding things onto it until
True.
You're ready.
Or eventually recreate it because you've learned so much more and
yeah.
now you can make it more optimized or smoother or whatever.
I could see this game becoming like a remake we do down the line.
Because
it's just a 2D, 3D game, basically. It's so simple.
2D sprites.
There's not going to be any 3D models. It's actually going to be similar to this podcast set where it's like
exactly.
the environment has like fancy 3D
I didn't even
stuff.
Think of that, actually.
Yeah, but
you just brought that up and I connected it. Wow.
Yeah. But it's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
We're going through a different chapter because I don't know if you guys were really feeling this, but by the end of season one, I don't know if you guys could tell this, but the podcast was all we were doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
And when that's what you have to talk about is the
what
environment
do you have to
you're
talk
in.
About, then?
Yeah, like, look, I modeled the TV, guys. I modeled the chairs.
Guys, look, Lily has a little sweater.
Yeah, and it's like we kind of weren't really talking about anything because our job became being this.
When you already don't go anywhere, you don't do it. You have to have interesting things happening to talk about on a podcast. You can't
yeah.
just have the podcast because then it just becomes a loop of, whoa, so we're on a podcast. Yeah.
I saw Whoa. Some really bad podcast clips and it got me like really thinking about how ours looks to other people.
Yeah.
Because you just have people sitting there going, you know, you just got to try every day.
That's exactly
And then
what
someone else is like, yeah, you know what? You got this, dude.
Yeah, just, that's exactly what I was just saying.
It's just like, what are we talking about?
What are we doing
Why
here?
Is someone listening to this?
What are we providing for you?
I feel like we do provide style, but I also want to be able
style.
To provide personality.
I
genuinely feel like if we didn't have all these like graphics around us, this podcast would have been dead a long, long, long time
ago.
If
you didn't have little things to look at while we were yapping, I don't think you'd be sticking around. But you know what? You do. And I like you a little bit more for it.
What?
Huh?
You what?
I like them.
Oh,
like
I thought you were like, you're just saying that to me. I'm like, wait, what? We're just talking about the audience. I took a sip of coffee and my mind blanked out.
Nah, you heard that I said I like someone and you're like, well, that obviously has to be me. That obviously
oh my
is
God,
me that you're talking
down.
About. What do you mean calm down?
You're screaming at me.
You
what do you mean calm down?
It. You started it.
You started it.
Now you're just repeating what I'm saying. You know, I like that you cleaned up in here.
I did.
We just said all we would do is talk about the environment, and then I just talked
go.
About the environment. But I'm actually observing it now, anyway.
Yeah, that's the point, though. We don't want to be stuck in that as yeah. a loop. Like, what do we have to talk about? Oh, we updated the set.
But now we're actually doing stuff. We're working on stuff, and I don't want to spill any beans. Even to friends, Dalton hasn't wanted to like really talk about it.
It's because I know, like, we described this either in the last one we didn't post to the podcast platforms.
No, I think we were just telling our friends about it.
No, we did mention that like we have a hard time being motivated by sharing things.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I don't know if anyone here listened to that, but I'll rehash it a little bit. Ashley, it can be very difficult to stay motivated on a project if you already got the validation from others, because
yep.
most of the time people will just be impressed that you tried.
Yep.
So
and then you get that validation,
you're gonna
and then
get,
you're like, why do I need to finish this now?
Yeah, you're going to basically get the same reaction regardless. Like, they peak in their reaction when they realize, oh my God, you coded something?
Yeah, they've discovered the new thing that you dropped, and now the excitement is gone. The same
yeah.
thing happened with Hightail.
Oh my God.
Literally the same thing. They publish this awesome trailer video. And we're like, wow, that'll be a great game. And then we're all hyped for it. And then it just never comes out. And then they change things. And they're like, here's a devlog. And it's just music.
I think Hightail is a perfect way to not publicize your game. And I think it will ultimately not compete with Minecraft the way they might have in 2018. Like,
some context for Hytale?
I feel it got 100 million views. If you don't know what it is, just look it up. It's a Minecraft clone that actually seemed competitive at the time.
Yeah, it looked really promising. It could have been a Minecraft killer. Could have been. And now there's no chance.
Yeah. Now, like, they did.
No dice.
They did what you don't do. They gave the developers of Minecraft a perfect model for what Minecraft should be.
And could be. And what everybody wants.
And 100 million views says a lot.
It sure does.
And
now Minecraft is basically that.
They have implemented so much of Hytale, it's disappointing in Hytale. Like,
it's so disappointing. I don't even know when it's supposed to come out at this.
They said this year. They said 2025 and 2023.
No, what actual year did they announce Hytale?
Like 2018, 2017, maybe 2018.
No, hold on. No, it is not that long ago.
I am positive it was 2018 at least.
Hold up. I thought it was at least 2020.
Nope.
Production began in 2015.
15? That's a decade! That's almost as long as GTA 6.
Ooh.
It's...
Hytale is about to reach 10 years.
In development?
In development.
Holy shit. And they have funding now.
Whoa. Yeah, because they're being funded by Riot Games now.
I don't... think there is a chance, because, like, let me put it this way, I was sick and tired of Minecraft when that got announced.
Yeah, we were looking for a new game at the time, and it basically, I don't know if any of you know what Hypixel is. That was like one of the top Minecraft servers that anyone would play on. They had so many things that were custom made for that server, and so all those people got together and they're like, why don't we make like a Minecraft game? And it looked so freaking cool. And we were so hyped for it.
Let me put it in terms in which maybe a developer would understand. If any Hytale developers catch wind of this opinion. Why do you laugh as if like this isn't public?
I wonder if Chef Ramsay watches.
That's
the
different. These are developers and we're a gaming podcast. Anyway. You promoted this game to people who were 10.
Yeah.
And they are 20 now.
No way!
They don't give a shit about the game anymore.
Holy shit.
If they really did start developing in 2015 and they announced it in 2018, like, these people went from children to adults. They probably forgot about your game.
The boat has fucking sailed, my dude.
I can tell you that for certain. We have audiences that are that old and they have forgotten about us. It happens.
For sure. That's literally what happens. When you're an adult, 10 years pass and it doesn't really feel like that time has actually passed. But when you're a kid and that much time passes, that's huge.
A lot of people who discovered us as children are of drinking age now.
No, that's stop.
Like, If you watched our silly animations back in the day,
stop.
And you remember those when they came out, and you were young, you are probably drinking age now.
You remember PewDiePie commenters? You remember that?
Yeah, that was... He had like 3 million subscribers in that video.
Ooh.
Like, if you watch that video, we don't have him at a very high subscriber count.
Holy guacamole.
You know, in that video, it really bothered me. The countered up like weird because of the way I animated it.
But you made that.
Yeah, I know. The million counter wasn't in sync.
Do you think we could show it in this video? Do you think we could watch it?
I mean, I don't have a web browser open right now.
We're so lame.
Oh my god! All you do is complain about.
We can't
it.
Do anything.
Anyway. Guys,
go watch our old animations. Yeah. Actually, go ahead. I'm not ashamed of them anymore. I actually want you to watch them so they end up in the algorithm. They're time capsules. Okay, they're perfectly in the 2010s. Okay, if you want a taste of that, go watch our old animation. Go watch Girl Gamer. Go watch I'm Ugly. I don't care anymore. Go watch them. Go watch them and send them to your friends and your family and your teachers. Make them play it at school. That happened once.
Oh my God. We did.
Your old school made us, asked us to talk about our channel and play our videos.
I mean, you just asked because we were there. Like, hey, show us what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been shown in school.
Anyway, guys, this is probably going to be the new length of the episodes. We were doing hour-long ones, but I'm getting a feeling that those ones are not.
Yeah, people prefer shorter videos.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, so, that's life.
We'll go back to more frequent episodes when season 2 starts, which should be in roughly a month. I'm hoping the timeline is we release at least like a prototype of the game for you guys to play.
Yeah.
Beforehand.
Just have fun.
Or be done. That would be like really nice.
Oh, but God.
I'm trying not to get like too rush it too much. But a big thing with games is a timeline and being able to finish it.
Yeah, you need to have your goals. Otherwise, yeah. You're going to end up like Hytale.
Right? And this is just like a... This
don't
is a,
end up like
this
Hytale.
This is like a non-hype game, too. I don't no, want you guys to... No, there's nothing
hype. It's just silly, okay?
You can be hype about like the fact that we're doing games, but please do not over... Just...
You're allowed to be excited.
Simmer
though.
Your expectations for this one.
You know, we're the mom and dad of simmer those expectations because
right now
it's
like
flop for dinner.
I'm not gonna lie. One of the things I've set up, I hate. Like, what? I think it's so janky.
What?
I'll talk to you about it later. But after we do the animations, if it still looks like crap to me, I might recode it.
What? Really?
Yeah. It just depends. It's one feature.
Depends.
But just so you guys know, like, there's parts of it that even I don't like as like someone who plays games.
I think people that make games don't like their games sometimes.
I might be one of those people.
I think that's just that you're a game dev. You're gonna be mad at your game. It happens.
Yeah. Anyway,
I hope gamers.
You guys are looking forward to at least trying what we make.
Yeah.
And
I hope you're glad that we're back.
Yeah, and we're gonna be trying to post weekly until the next season. So. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.